This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Cleaning Up. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Every year, almost 70,000 people gather in the desert of Northwest Nevada for Burning Man. That's a giant art festival. There are thousands of open bars, hundreds of giant fires, and guess how many garbage cans are provided? None. Zero. Despite that, every year, Burning Man somehow leaves the desert sparkling clean when the 9-day event is over. There's a serious culture of responsibility among the festival goers, and their diligence has made the event a model for how to clean up after a massive public gathering. To see how they do this, Andrew Stelzer got dirty in the desert.
It's the second to last day of Burning Man. The festival's signature 50-foot-high wooden man went up in flames last night, and thousands of people are packing up to go home. Riding my bike around the pop-up city, I see a handful of folks bent over scanning the desert floor and raking the dusty ground. I hop off my bike and ask Adam Schmidt what's going on. He camped here with a group of about 20 people from Seattle.
So you are standing where Camp License to Chill used to be. We served snow cones and had sort of just a general lounge space.
At Burning Man, there's always a bit of lingo that has to be decoded. Adam was part of a theme camp. Most people at Burning Man name their group and offer some sort of service or entertainment to the public.
We'd have just hundreds of people coming through. And as much as everyone tries, little bits get dropped. You end up with little bits of wrappers and bottle caps. We find that actually, the biggest thing is hair. Somehow hair just gets into the playa, and that is what we spend most of our time picking up.
Did you catch that? These people are standing around in 102-degree midday heat, raking the desert floor in search of stray hairs that may have been dropped over the past week. Brandon Casey just found one.
There's a hair right there, actually.
Yeah, for sure. What color?
That one looks like it was from a blue wig.
People pay between $200 and $400 for a ticket and then spend hours of their fun time cleaning up after themselves and their neighbors. Ingrid Porter is holding a small plastic baggie with pieces of string, cigarette ash, even natural stuff like pine needles. It might sound crazy, but because of the dry air and lack of bacteria in the barren desert, nothing biodegrades out here.
I've definitely seen a lot of people who carry, you know, bags around with them all week, you know, not even just, you know, toward the end, but like all week to make sure that we're, you know, really leaving no trace.
Leaving no trace is one of the 10 official principles of Burning Man, and it's part of the cultural ethic passed on by burners, people who come back here year after year. Sarah Urban from Las Vegas is a first-time burner, but her friend Mark Cooney schooled her, so they spent part of the week cleaning up the playa. That's the scientific name for these alkali flats in Nevada's Black Rock Desert.
Just you go ahead and you pick up your crap, and if you see anything anybody else's, you pick that up too.
What have you found?
We found a bike pump out in the deep playa, bike lights.
Yes. Random ropes. Zip ties.
The weirdest thing that we had mooped on us, though, was somebody mooped a bra on top of our car.
That's another example of Burning Man lingo. MOOP. M-O-O-P stands for Matter Out of Place. It basically means trash. If you're mooping, that means you're picking up moop.
We don't know where it came from. We don't know who it belongs to. I'm not sure what to do with it from here. But
yeah, we'll pick it.
If it doesn't come from the playa, it doesn't belong in the playa. So you have to pick it up and just move it out.
After the event is over, a crew of about 150 people, a mix of paid staff and volunteers, stick around for weeks, scouring the desert, doing line sweeps in human chains, picking up anything that was left behind. Because even campers who try hard are still going to miss some moop. Dominic Tinio, who goes by DA, works for the Burning Man organization. He's head of the Playa Restoration Team.
The little things are hard, and that's just a given. It's not like we have this event on a hardwood floor and we can just sweep up all the moop. Because if that was the case, this place would be spotless. But no, we're in the Black Rock Desert.
Out on this flat, windy expanse, only seconds after you drop something, it might be obscured by a dust storm or blow away in the wind. There's glitter, sequins, and cigarette butts. But DA says these days there's a bigger offender.
The most number one common form of moop is actually wood.
Wood shavings from art projects. Slivers of firewood logs that have been thrown on the ground in a big pile.
Wood will stop my crew dead in its tracks.
A bunch of wood also means that area gets marked red on the moop map. DA invented the map back in 2006 as a way to keep a record of how clean each area was left by its inhabitants.
It's like, what is the best way for us to track this and make it visual? Not so crazy complicated.
The map has three colors, red, yellow, and green. Green is the best. That means the restoration crew breezed through, finding a minimum of trash. Yellow means it wasn't so easy. And red is bad. During the restoration process, the team blogs daily about how things went and colors in the map online. And back at home, festival goers eagerly wait to see what color their camp got.
We wanted it to be like you're following your favorite sports team. You know, we wanted to give the community something to cheer for.
DA says shaming isn't part of the process, but there are potential consequences. If the space where you camped shows up scarlet red on the map, your group may not get assigned a prime location next year. In 2006, Camp License to Chill was green, and this year they got placed a little bit closer to the center of the city. That's one reason Patrick Foy is pushing what looks like an old-fashioned lawnmower across their site.
I'm just driving this little rolling magnet around, picking up any loose shavings or screws. Yeah. Yep. Boom. There we go.
What is it?
Looks like a bolt. Probably from a support structure. Might have been from our camp. Might have been from a previous one.
Camp License to Chill wants an even better spot next year. And they want to do the right thing, of course. But for Burning Man, cleaning up the desert is a matter of survival. The event is held on federal land and overseen by the Bureau of Land Management. Dave Cooper used to work for the Bureau.
The standard is that they can't leave more than 1 square foot of moop per acre. And they have to meet that standard or it will jeopardize their permit for the next year.
About a month after Burning Man is over, inspectors from the Bureau of Land Management come in and randomly sample plots.
Burning Man has become a master in how to clean up a site after a large event like this.
Cooper's retired. He's now a burner himself, camping with a group called the Earth Guardians. They hold lectures and conduct nature tours. And Cooper leads a champagne moop train run every day at 11 a.m.
We drink champagne and then pick up trash, make sure that it doesn't escape and get away. Doing our part to keep Black Rock City clean.
For The Pulse, I'm Andrew Stelzer.